Black Lives Matter protests continued in southeastern Wisconsin over the weekend, and more are scheduled for this coming week. Friday night's shooting by police of an African-American man in Atlanta, Georgia, may have given more fuel to the local movement. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
One of the weekend protests took place in Waukesha, where about 75 people marched through the city.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
One of the marchers, who gave her name as Kathy, said she was aware of the Friday night incident in Atlanta where Rashard Brooks was killed following a struggle with police and grabbing an electrical shock weapon called a taser from an officer.
It's unbelievable that in the face of all of this going on, that you can shoot somebody who has a taser as if that's some threat to your life.
A Waukesha protest organizer, Samantha Werner, says the Atlanta incident adds to what she calls an epidemic.
We have black folks getting lynched. We have trans people getting set on fire. We have so many different things that a lot of people thought were past them, but it's just not.
NPR reports that two black men in California have been found hanging from trees this month, and their families are rejecting the idea that the deaths were suicides. The burning incident took place in Indonesia. Werner says the cases are important, but not the only reason to keep marching.
These horrible events, at the end of the day, we shouldn't allow it anymore, and we shouldn't depend on harm to come to people's lives to stand up for what's right.
During a stop outside the Waukesha police station, marchers urged police to join them. One agreed to walk with the protesters back to downtown. Several officers stopped traffic for the marchers during the entire route. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.